Hello and welcome to the AMF podcast. Today we're going to talk about three really simple strategies to help you get on top of your nutrition. Now, as you guys probably know, we're currently in the middle of my GIST challenge. So this is three of the things that we've been talking about a lot in order to help people get that control back and get a bit of management over their nutrition. Now, you might think, is it natural to have control over our nutrition? Well, it wouldn't have been if we were just hacking up half a deer and then foraging for berries or whatever. But we now live in a world where we can literally buy whatever we want at any minute of the day. We've got sandwich vans going into work. There's at least five different shops on the drive into work. We've got cupboards full of food, if we're lucky. There is food at our fingertips all day long. So our environment has changed very much, even in the last 20 years, to the point where we can basically buy food at any hour of the day, no matter where we live, basically. We can Uber Eats, we can Deliveroo, we can do everything. So our environment has changed to a point where the calories are so readily available to us, and potentially food that maybe has less beneficial impact on our body. Not that it's a bad food, but kind of takeaways and stuff that obviously tastes great, but potentially might be better for us to eat other stuff in order to get a broad spectrum of micronutrients. This is how we live now. So sometimes all of us want to feel that little bit more in control. So we're not always on the back foot, just grabbing what's available to us. And we also have less free time. Let's be honest, we work all the time. So we want to have the preparations in place so that we can fuel ourselves well for these jobs where we need to focus and be energetic and so on all day long. Okay, so first thing is prepping your food. And when I say food prep, people like automatically think of a Tupperware with like rice, broccoli and chicken in. And that's not the same thing. If you see any of the photos and stuff I post on Instagram or you're on GIST and so I've shared them with you, I prep a lot of my food for during the day, like if I'm PTing at the gym, but it isn't like your average, necessarily your average kind of food. Like today, I knew that because I've got quite an active day today and there's lots of parts to it, I know I'll need to snack a lot. So I prepped three different snacks for me to have during the day, like fruit and then some higher carb stuff as well, because I know that I'm active so much. But then for my lunch, I had rice with very spicy prawns, spinach and tomatoes, all cooked but cooled back down because I quite like cold rice. And it was very flavourful. It had hot sauce all over it. It was really nice. My other food prep today that I did last night as well. So at the same time as cooking my dinner last night, I prepped the vegetables to go in my dinner tonight. So I didn't cook them, but they're all trimmed up and cut and ready because I don't get home from work till 8:30 at the earliest. So I wanted them all ready, so I'm good to go tonight. And I also made my lunch at exactly the same time in the 15 minutes it took me to cook my dinner. So food prep doesn't have to mean that you stood there for 3 hours and you laid out six Tupperware and made exactly the same six meals in there for the whole week. It's just a case of being like, I know tomorrow is tricky for me, so I want to be ready. But I don't want to walk to the Marks and Sparks garage today to buy a salad and a packet of meat that's going to cost me 10 quid for the privilege. I'd much rather just quickly half a bag of Uncle Ben's whole grain golden vegetable rice, a packet of prawns cooked in something spicy, and a couple of portions of veg in there. Great. Tasted just as good as the stuff from the garage and saved me about £9. So happy days. Okay. So try to get out of that mindset of like food prep is shit. It's not shit. It's just one way of making sure that you know that even in that meal, you're able to hit some of your protein and fiber goals or fruit and veg goals, whatever it is that you're working on. And also especially important if you're trying to be in a calorie deficit. Let's just say that. Okay. Deciding what you're going to eat. I'm sat on a Swiss ball, by the way, which is why there's this funny noise in the background. I'm not just sitting here farting. I'm actually sat on a Swiss ball, just to clarify. The second thing is deciding what you're going to eat that day. Even if you're just deciding it in the morning, I cannot lay my food out for the entire week. I'd be bored by the time I got to Wednesday. I can't sit down and like do it on a Sunday. But I do it in the morning because I want to know. I'm very food motivated, so I need to know when the next amount of food is coming, and I need to know there are going to be some snacks involved and all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm better on holiday. Holiday, I can kind of just chill. But when I'm working, it's like I need a distraction for my face whilst I'm trying to get through my day. So all I do is whilst I make my breakfast, I'm like, oh yeah, you made food prep yesterday, so that's your lunch, so you know you're having that. For your dinner, you already know you're having stir fry because you cut up the veg last night, so that's cool. So I'm going to take these two snacks in, or these three snacks in today, because I know that I've got a very active day and I need to keep my energy up. Then I prep it, then I pack it, and I'm going off. I do it as well if I'm at home, although I don't prep my food to eat if I'm at home very often. I just cook it while I'm there because generally I need a break from my desk anyway. So it's just knowing, yes, about somewhere between 10 and 11 when I finish my work block, I'm going to have these really nice salty veggie rice cakes that I'm like addicted to with Philadelphia on and some cold meat or whatever I'm having. Like, that's a really good snack because then I don't mind waiting to have my lunch 1:30 after I finish my Spanish lesson. So it's just having those little things in. So if you're very food motivated, it can be really helpful. Also, if you find your energy dipping during the day, we just want to make sure that we're paying a little bit of attention to how we're laying our food out. Okay, the last thing is to pre-prepare for snacking eventualities, which is sort of what I said there, but also some of people are more into kind of like grazing of an evening. So maybe they have their dinner really early with the kids, let's say 5, then they have got 4 or 5 hours until they go to bed, and in that time they like to pick at something while they're on the sofa, or when they finally sit down at like 9:30, they want to have a little graze and a little nibble on the sofa. Now, everyone's idea of how they want to eat is down to them. So it's not necessarily that we need to change this if that is something the person enjoys, but it can be that we maybe want to look at what that thing is. So for example, obviously we know something like a bag of McCoy's or something has a much higher caloric content than, say, popcorn. Or so we can do that. We can just swap it for something lower calorie. We can swap it for something we know we've missed out on in the day. So for example, like fruit and yogurt instead of chocolate, because we know we missed out on a portion of fruit and veg, and we also know we were really low on our protein. It could be that we want chocolate more than anything, but we know if we open a family bar, we're going to eat it. So instead, we've already bought a separate portion, or we've separated out the portion that we're going to have and we've put the rest away. So it just massively depends on how your brain works and what it is that you want as to how you can manage it. Now, it isn't that any of the things that I mentioned before are bad for you. McCoy, like, you eat whatever you want to eat. We're not trying to exclude things, but it can get into this like vicious cycle of that every day we're like rewarding ourselves, in inverted commas, for our day. I had a stressful day, so at the end of every stressful day, I'm going to have a glass of wine and 1/2 a family bar of dairy milk. Now, that's cool, right? Because we all react to stress in different ways. But if we're finding every day stressful, then potentially we need to look at the way that we're reacting to the stress, which we'll talk about another time. But secondly, what it is that we're doing to overcome that stress, because maybe we're able to slightly change how we're reacting to it in terms of what we're giving our body to help us with our nutrition goals. Now, for some people, their goals are fat loss. So this becomes more important for those people in terms of reaching their goal. But for other people, it is about things like sleeping well and feeling energetic and feeling well-fueled for maybe starting to work out or pushing the workouts a little harder. And this is where our nutrition can come into play, because if we're not, you know, fully fueling our body in a way that feels great, and that doesn't mean excluding all things like chocolate, by the way. It just means we need to make sure our body is getting what it needs to function well before we start. You know, if we just eat 3 Terry's chocolate oranges in a day, not slagging off the oranges because I love them. But if that's all we're eating, for example, we know our body isn't getting what it needs. So we need to prioritize that first bit of getting it what it needs and what it wants to work well. And then afterwards, if we want some Terry's chocolate orange, fantastic. But Terry's cannot replace the needs that our body has for protein and for fruit and veg, even though it's orange flavored. So I am not asking you to exclude anything, but it's more that we need to think about what we physically need to function well as a priority, especially if we're not feeling at our best. So if we're feeling quite tired, if we're feeling quite exhausted, if life feels just like a lot more effort than it used to, there's not always something we can do about it because sometimes it's just life events, right? But part of it might be that we're just not fueling ourselves that well as we're aging and we maybe need to pay a bit more attention to it. Anyway, I'm going to shut up. So just think about easy switches to start with when you're looking at your nutrition, because a lot of the time, an easy switch can make your life a lot easier, obviously, easy switch, but also it can have quite a big impact because one, it's going to change the way that you're eating. Secondly, it's going to boost your confidence to be able to do other things in terms of manipulating your nutrition and your workouts. Cool. Food is great. Eat the food, enjoy the food, but also just think, how can I do, what little things can I change, like making my food, that makes my life easier in order that I fuel my body and give it some self-care from the inside out. Okay, I'm going to shush. Enjoy your day.